It's time for Leva Care Connects on KDOM. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights that help you care for your mind one moment at a time.
Good morning and welcome to Leva Care Connects. I'm Sarah Adkins, Chief Operating Officer, and today we're talking about something many people in our communities are quietly carrying. That's how to support a family member or friend who may be struggling with addiction. If you've ever found yourself worried about someone you love, wondering what to say, what to do, or how to help, you're not alone. And the truth is, supporting someone through addiction can feel overwhelming, confusing, and even exhausting at times. So today, let's walk through a few practical ways you can offer support while also taking care of yourself. First, start with understanding, not judgment. Addiction is not simply a choice or a lack of willpower. It's a complex health condition that affects the brain, behavior, and decision-making. That doesn't mean harmful behaviors are okay, but it does mean that approaching someone with anger or blame often pushes them further away. Instead, try leading with curiosity and care. Simple statements like these can open the door without putting someone on the defensive. Say something like, "I've noticed you haven't seemed like yourself lately," or, "I'm here for you if you want to talk." Second, focus on connection, not control. It's natural to want to fix things, to step in and take over, or try and manage the situation. But addiction is something a person has to choose to address themselves. What you can do is stay connected, show up consistently, let them know they matter, and let them know you care. That might look like checking in regularly, inviting them to spend time together in healthy ways, listening more than talking, and even in small moments, making sure that they feel connection. Connection can make a big difference. Third, let's set clear and healthy boundaries. Supporting someone does not mean accepting behaviors that harm you or others. Boundaries are not punishments, they are protections. That might mean saying, "I care about you, but I can't support you financially right now." Or, "I'm willing to spend time together, but not when substances are involved." Clear, calm boundaries help create stability for both you and the person you care about. Fourth, encourage, but don't enforce help. You can't make someone get treatment, but you can let them know support is available. Share information about local resources, counseling, or treatment programs. Offer to help make a phone call, attend an appointment, or go with them if they're nervous. Sometimes it takes multiple conversations before someone is ready, and that's okay. Change often happens gradually. Fifth, take care of yourself too. This is one of the most important and most overlooked parts of supporting someone with addiction. You cannot pour from an empty cup. It's okay to feel frustrated, scared, or even angry. Those reactions are normal. Make sure you have your own support system, whether that's friends, family, a counselor, or a support group. Taking care of your own mental and emotional health allows you to show up in a healthier, more sustainable way. And finally, hold on to hope. Recovery is possible. People do get better, but it rarely happens in a straight line. There may be setbacks. There may be difficult moments along the way. What matters is that support, understanding, and connection remains present. So to wrap it up, lead with empathy, not judgment. Stay connected without trying to control. Set healthy boundaries. Encourage help when you're ready. And don't forget to take care of yourself. If today's topics resonate with you, know this: you are not alone in supporting someone through this, and help is available, both for the person struggling and for the person who cares about them. Thanks for listening. This has been Leva Care Connects. Real conversations, real support. Caring for your mind, one moment at a time.
Join us each week at this same time for Leva Care Connects. proudly serving Southwest Minnesota, Nobles, Jackson, and Cottonwood counties. To learn more about today's topic, phone 507-376-4141. The 24/7 Crisis Hotline is 1-800-642-1525. This has been a LevaCare Connects on KDOM.